I was traveling with my wife on a Sunday morning to road ride. One of our favorite passions is to get out on our bikes. And we were on the asphalt route that we colloquially call the coal mine loop, going from a 20-mile road to County Road 27 past the Peabody Mine. It was about 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning. We were headed southbound on County Road 27 after passing the mine. And there's three hills or geographical rises in there that we collectively call the Witches, if you will. So we were ascending the second of the three Witches, and it's a relatively open road that rides the grade of the opposing hill. So we're headed southbound, and on the right side of the road is a fallaway where we're exposed to the gravel shoulder. And my wife and I were separated by maybe 20 feet or so. But the sounds of firecrackers or loud pops resonated, and I thought it was the big truck that had gone by, but there were no persons or open windows to explain the noises or anything being thrown at us. But it was my wife from behind that declared they were gunshots, and there were five or six in consecutive fire that ricocheted off the gravel and the road shoulder just adjacent to us in that space 20 feet between us.
And who do you think did it? How do you think it happened?
I'm not certain who did it, and with the help of the Rowd County Sheriff's Office, they've been helping to identify a suspect, but there are only a few landowners in that area, so it was likely someone in their property, their fields, or with their ranching equipment or livestock that was actively carrying on their property and thought it'd be funny to shoot at cyclists. My wife said it was a near-death experience, claiming that it was pretty scary, and bullets resonating at us was somewhat terrifying. I think it represents a peak in the animosity between cyclists and the rural community, which I'd like more people to know about how severe it's gotten or what we're dealing with out there, that I think it's at risk someone could get hurt.